Welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. Enjoy today's message. May you experience the presence of our Father, and may you grow deeper in your relationship with Him.
As well, Renier assigned us with a new accountability partner. And I really want to tell you that is, as it is quiet time and accountability, as it is important there, it's also important here. Never forget that. It's really a very crucial part of being in touch with the Spirit. The evenings, we end off with praying and worshiping, and then the fun part was the confession sessions. This is very important. As in James 5, verses 16, confess to one another, pray with one another, so that you can get healed. The prayer of a righteous person has power as it is working. On that Sunday, we really was bounded in a unity that the Shofar team let go with the people of Chikumbetse. Worship plays a big part there. Through worship and the Holy Spirit, people are drawn into church. And that's amazing. The best part, intercession. Wow, this is amazing, and you can't explain it. It's uncontrollable chaos. Everybody starts praying loudly with a passion. Yeah, and they exactly know when to stop. The prayers follow into praise. We allow the Holy Spirit to work through the team to do sermons and missions. Throughout the week, Ludwig gave us teachings to like deliverance and worship to the team. The Holy Spirit powerfully works through the team as we really grow into the Spirit. That Monday, on our way to the mountain, we had to cross a big river. Spiritually and prophetically, it was like the Israelites entering the promised land through the Jordan River. With determination and perseverance, fasting and praying through the whole night, the flesh was weak, but the Spirit was willing. There was no boundaries. The Spirit was strong. Deliverance, testimonies, prophetic word, teaching went on throughout the night, breaking strongholds and speaking back life onto their surrounding areas. At the school and the orphanage, the team really learned the value of serving and to be served. We prayed for the teachers and for healing through the Holy Spirit. We encouraged them and the kids. Attending the Crusades, we learned the remarkable power of prayer. Renee listened to the Holy Spirit and in 5 minutes changed the program and added a skip play that has remarkable results. In every activity, God conceded and experienced our expectation. As we arrived back home, we were received by the same way that we were sent, and we felt that we belong to a body of Christ. I really want to encourage all of you to be plugged in with the Holy Spirit, and not just to be hearers of the word, but also doers of the word. I was so reminded about the story about Martha and Mary. We need to choose to be like Mary, that which will not be taken from us, that good part. Every mission is special, and a foundation has been built on. Remember, every step that we take is a mission field. I just want to leave you by a saying, seek first God's righteousness and kingdom, and then everything will be added.
Thanks, Tilda. There's a lot of things which Tilda mentioned now, which just reminded me of some days on the mission. It's hard almost not to get emotional when you're just reminded of the work which God did, the spiritual work which He did, how He healed people, and there's so many testimonies which comes from that, but I'm not going to rush into that at the moment. We've heard a lot about now of what was done on the mission, so everyone has more or less the same base of what we've done. So, but to increase that base just a little bit, we prepared a video. Chris put in hours and hours in preparing this great video for us. So thanks, Chris. So we're going to quickly go over to the mission feedback video to just give you more of an idea of how the mission went before we come back with some testimonies.
18 missionaries. 18 missionaries, 2 countries, 1 objective, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Outward. Outpray. Outfast.
Next time on Missions. Satan continues to be public enemy number one, but Jesus is constant. He is faithful. He is love. He is mighty and everlasting. He is the Prince of Peace, and He is victorious over the enemy. Join us next time for Let's Go Missions.
There are quite many things which you can capture on a video, but one of those things is not the emotion which goes with it. It's always fun to have these memories to reflect back on and to see just what God did, but it's always very difficult to capture those memories and emotions and testimonies on video. And therefore, I just want to call a couple of people to the front to come share some testimonies with us, to share the heart behind what happened, and to make these pictures, these great videos which we've seen, to make the memories to everyone, and to just connect that with the people from Secunda as well, who were the people who prayed for us. So one of the things which, or not one of, the most important thing of mission is the ultimate miracle, which is salvation. That's where we're going, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to bring salvation to the people. And it's always a difficult thing to say, it's like, that was our objective, and then no one gives you feedback on it. So would you say, Nanel, is there any feedback on salvation? Did you see salvation in Zimbabwe when we went? Can you see God rising up new disciples by people giving their heart to God?
So, hello everyone. It's kind of sucky. I'm very emotional usually, and now Renee made me talk after the video. So if there's any tears, I am prepared for with tissue. So, you'll need to come back to your question. Yes, of course. That's the start of our journey with God, isn't it? We come to a point of salvation and then the journey starts. So yes, we've seen a lot of that. And like Toyd explained, you know, we had the big Sunday. We had the two crusade meetings. We had an E4 that he actually facilitated. And kind of like we facilitate it here at church. Every time we come with a message, we share, we share a testimony, and afterwards we give those people time just to come forward, you know, take a step of faith and really come forward and say, you know, I need prayer for that. And especially every time we give them an opportunity, to pray, to come to a point of salvation as well. So, we've seen that a lot, and that's really amazing because we know that's where the journey starts, you know. There's a lot I can say about this, but there's really a few things that really touch my heart when I think about the area of salvation. Before I go on, I'm a bit of a bubble back, so maybe someone must time me because I can go on the whole evening about this topic. But before I start, I just would like to share a verse with you guys. So it's Matthew 19, verse 25 to 26. But Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And this is after the disciples asked Jesus, but you know, who can be saved? Who comes to a point of salvation? And before I carry on and share something that's really laid in my heart, is I just really want to emphasize this. We can do a lot. You know, we can go and facilitate. We can preach. We can share testimonies. But it's only God that can bring people to a point to really choose Him. Like Varun also shared when I heard this song that, you know, we crown you now with every crown. I just want to say, we as a mission team, every salvation that took place, it's a crown that we put upon Jesus' head, upon God's head, in the hands of the Holy Spirit. So this is just one thing that we need to realize. And, like I said, it's amazing that, you know, we as people, we are so broken sometimes and so lost. All God needs is for us. He doesn't even need us. But if He calls you, we only need to be obedient. He will do the rest. But practically, yes, we need to facilitate there, we need to teach, we need to preach, and what an amazing privilege. And that's one of the things that really touched my heart, that, yeah, that sometimes we have nothing to give, you know, and what we give is so insignificant, but God just uses it amazingly. Throughout the services, throughout the time there, every time someone asks, but they want to accept Jesus, it's really, really a miracle. We can't do it. It's only God that is big enough and great enough to do it. So just something that God just came and revealed to me again about his heart is, sure, just his compassion for the lost. Sorry. God just made me realize that every single one on this earth is extremely important to him. And that Zimbabwe is not too far or too difficult to enter, to use people to facilitate a road to the journey, and the end will be salvation. So God just came and revealed that to me again. And I was so amazed by the God we serve. Like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm an exhorter. I have a capacity for a lot of people. But oh my word, does God have a capacity for a lot of people? He has the capacity for everyone, and his heart is really everyone, for everyone to receive eternal life, to receive eternal life, and to go sit with him in a place where there's, you know, no sorrow, no hurt, in heaven one day. That's his heart for every single person. What does it mean to me? I can get the revelation and, you know, can go in and go out. So there's really a few things that God just really shined his light upon again. And the first thing is my compassion for people. I just ask myself, sure, God, what's my compassion for the people around me? So, you know, I have people that I work with. I have family. I have friends. Do I have the same compassion for them? So this is my journey. This is maybe not your journey, but God really just came and encouraged me again to ask him to reveal that heart to me so I can have that same compassion for the lost people. You know, and by that, the Holy Spirit really came and encouraged me again to really be diligent about it. To say, but God, you love these people so much. I cannot stop praying for them. I cannot stop asking them for coffee dates. I cannot stop baking them cook sisters. I can't, but I'll try. So that's the other thing that the Holy Spirit just, you know, pressed upon my heart, is that we just need to be obedient. We need to ask him to stir up that compassion and that will for the lost, so that they may be saved, so they can come to salvation. And yeah, so I just want to encourage you guys as well. Zimbabwe is not the only place we need to mission. It's not the only place where we can go to and suddenly we have this compassion for people. No, it starts here as well. It starts in our everyday life. It starts, like I said, at our works, in our families. Ask, and we can't do it. We can't have that compassion because we don't have that capacity. Ask God. He can. He loves us way more than we can ever understand. And so he loves every person. Even though not in a church, God still loves them. And he wants them to be part of a safe house, part of a plan. He wants them to bring to salvation. So yes, we need to facilitate. We need to be obedient. But we can't be if the Holy Spirit doesn't stir up that in our hearts. He's the only one that can do it. So y'all, pray for that. Pray for the Holy Spirit to just come and stir that compassion, stir that diligence, stir that eagerness to bring people here. And you know what? Our God is glorious. He's big enough. He's almighty. He will bring the salvation. So, yeah, it was an awesome journey, Renier. Yeah, it's amazing just to see how how awesome our God is. And you know, I just want to really give that crown to him tonight and say that he's really the King of salvation. We can't do anything.
Thanks, Danelle. I just want to... just want to emphasize what you said. Salvation comes... it's people coming to God, but salvation also comes from God. It's a privilege to be a tool in God's toolbox, but the salvation, the many people who gave their hearts to God, some of them meeting God for the first time, some of them knowing him for long, but they have not given their hearts to him yet. But all of that glory goes to God. And I can just emphasize what you said, that there was truly salvation. It's great to be able to see that. And the reason for that is not because we were a great mission team necessarily. It was because God prepared the fields. God prepared those hearts long before we even decided to go. And many times we feel like, yes, I really want to be closer to God, or yes, I wonder if I should reach out more to God, or how do I get closer to God? And the answer is God's already put out his hand. He's also already started to prepare those fields. He's already started to prepare our hearts as well as the hearts of those around us. Pete, can you relate to that? Is there something which you could see that which God really prepared hearts on that side before we even got there?
Yeah, absolutely. God prepares hearts, and just want to share something quickly. When you go on a mission like this, God just definitely is going to change you somehow. So I want you guys to repeat after me. If I say hallelujah, then you say amen. So hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, and the reason why we say amen is because we are many. Yeah. Now, I shared this small joke with one of the guys in Zimbabwe. And as soon as I said, so the reason why you say amen is because you are many. And he said, no, you spell it with an I, not with an Y. So my joke didn't work. Yeah, no, God prepares hearts. God prepares hearts. And it started with us those few weeks before we went on the mission. And God really prepared our hearts diligently. And as soon as we got to Zimbabwe, it was an awesome surprise to see how God actually prepared their hearts, not just our hearts. And it was... the reason why I shared this hallelujah thing is because every time they say hallelujah, they say amen as if they want to participate in this unity that they have in Zimbabwe. And it was an awesome, awesome sight to see. And I can remember especially how hungry they were when we went up the mountain. God prepared their hearts so much that they had a child on their back, a 20 liter of water on their head, and they climbed that mountain with that load. Because they wanted to see God's face. They wanted to have an opportunity to just be able to pray and say, thank you, God, come take back our land. And the second thing I want to share is, which touches me, is that God showed me, because there was a point on the mission where I was sick, and Renee shared something, and I was like, God, please just let him finish. I just want to go to bed. Please just let him finish. And then all of a sudden, God showed me a sickness is nothing compared to what I have in store for you. And that's where I realized God showed me this picture. The whole group was sitting like this in front in a circle. And God showed me he walked with a lot of pain to the cross. And all he had on mind was me and you guys. He had each one of us on mind when he walked, when he went through that pain, when he went through that suffering. All he wanted to do is just that we can have that connection with him. And that's why I just said, okay, cool, Renee, just continue. Yeah, so it's awesome when you see God, he really, really will come through, and he will then be the one working through you, not you yourself, because it's not about us. And then the last thing, we all had a great opportunity to share some word. And it's again, it's that thing of when we say, okay, God, I'm going to do it, then God just comes through. And I'm not gonna say a lot. All I want to say is that just by saying, yes, Lord, I will do this, God came and he showed me my calling. And I just want to give all glory to God, because it could not have been for him. Yeah, I could not have seen that or experience that without God. Yeah. So yes, definitely God prepares hearts long before we actually know. Because I mean, long before this mission started, God already started working in our team's hearts. And it's going to be the same with you. Definitely. God can already start now preparing your heart for what you don't even know is going to come.
Thanks, Beth. And it is humbling to see the preparation which God has done way up front, even long before this mission started. Like you correctly said, God started preparing our hearts. And it was about 8 weeks before this mission started where God brought word and he said that people will be delivered on this mission. His goal for this mission is deliverance. And he wants people to be delivered, to be set free from strongholds, things holding them back. And there's a lot of people here who has that one thing, including myself, who has that one thing in their past, who, yes, you just can't shake that. It's just something which keeps on bothering you. And that is the strongholds, the things that, which occupies our minds, which hold us back, and also takes a place in your heart where God wants to be. And God came and gave this word about 8 weeks before the mission started that he wants to deliver people. And Silna, can you testify that that word actually came true? Could you see deliverance happening on the mission, through the mission, through the mission team? That word which God gave eight weeks ago, how is your reflection on that now?
Okay, so firstly, I just want to come in agreement of what he said already. And you know, in Romans 6, verse 7, it says that when we died with Christ, we are set free from the power of our sins. And that is what God did for us on the cross. And that's just so amazing, and the pain he endured for us. And also the Wednesday, like they said already, they prepared like a workshop for E4. But the main, the importance of that night was really just to set a platform for God to deliver people. And that was what all about. And the Holy Spirit, wow. He moved in there. A lot of people got delivered. A lot of people were obedient to step in front and to say that I need deliverance from this. And also a lot of people got called out from the crowds. That God had an appointment with each and every one of them. And when we started, it was like, I think there was 15 people in the church. There was not a lot of people. And we just started interceding and wow. The Holy Spirit came through, and a lot of people, the church, there wasn't any space left for people to sit. And a lot of people just had at heart and that appointment with God to be delivered. And so that was truly amazing. But now, just taking like a step back and seeing the whole week, God had a heart to deliver people from the start. That sundown, big Sunday, that evening when Dietrich just came and shared a sermon with us, a lot of people on the mission got delivered. That Monday while we were on the mission, on the mountain, a lot of people got delivered. Because that's the truth. I mean, a lot of people got delivered from their sins, from fear of man, from any strongholds, from witchcraft. There's a lot of curses on these people, and that's a reality. They got delivered from sexual sins. They got delivered from really just anything that's holding them back and having a relationship with God. And I remember just standing on the mountain and just looking around and everybody's praying and you just feel this atmosphere of the Holy Spirit moving throughout. You just see the burdens of people just being relieved from their shoulders and God is truly moving. And that is what he has in store for us. And the Wednesday, the Thursday, the Friday, each night somebody got delivered. And that's God's heart. That's why he died on the cross for us. So, that's what happened.
Thanks, Silna. It's quite interesting what you said, but also so powerful. God went to Zimbabwe to deliver many, many people from strongholds in their life, whether they are sitting here or come from Zimbabwe. He didn't say that, I'll work in Secunda with the Secunda people, and I'll work in Zim with the Zim people, because God is almighty and is everywhere. And it was fantastic to see how God started, like Silna said, on the Sunday, he started delivering people, and they just went through. Every day, people got delivered from different things. People who locked away their sins way deep, saying, I'll never tell anyone about this. People just got unlocked by the Holy Spirit, and God delivered, made people free. And the best thing about that is that those people could step into God's presence and become disciples of God, and become people who can just testify and carry God's will even further and make disciples of other people. So disciple, there's quite a few definitions connected to disciples, but the easiest one is probably someone who has a relationship with God. And that's why the 12 people who followed God were called his disciples, because they could have that relationship, personal relationship with God. And all these things which you mentioned, whether it be God preparing your heart or salvation or deliverance, all those things leads you toward having a relationship with God, leads you to becoming a disciple. And God uses disciples to breed more disciples and to bring salvation to other people as well. And it was a fantastic thing to see how people when got to salvation in the beginning of the mission and led people to Christ at the end. How people were delivered on day 2 and brought people to God on day 3. It is fantastic to see just how powerful God is. And like I think it was Danalu said, God doesn't need us, but he used us. And that's a fantastic privilege. It's a massive privilege to be part of. But Lisa, do you say you were able to see this discipleship making? Could you see God erecting these disciples in not necessarily in the mission team, but in our team as well, but also in Zimbabwe?
Evening, church. So, yeah, it's really a privilege for us just to come and share what God did in our hearts and also in the hearts of the people of Zimbabwe. And definitely, we did see a lot of disciple-making in Zimbabwe as well as in our group. So I just first want to start within our group. Like Rainier said, through salvation and God preparing our hearts and also deliverance within our group as well, God really gave us the platform to go and be disciples in Zimbabwe as well. So during the preparation of the few weeks before the mission, we as a group just really plugged into God and just sat at his feet and just heard what he wanted us to do on this mission. So he actually was the one that stirred up this passion for us to go and serve within his kingdom and actually to become disciples. So like the word says in Matthew 28 verse 19 is, therefore go and make disciples of all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's really a great privilege to be part of his kingdom, and he chose each and every one of us. And it's amazing to be part of this church to give us a platform to actually go out and to make disciples and to be disciples as well. But it's because it's really, it's just an amazing privilege, and it really changed our hearts as well. And God equipped us as a team actually to be that disciples. A lot of times we as people think that we are not good enough or we are not worthy enough for God actually to use us to be disciples within his kingdom and to go out and to make disciples. So in John 14 verse 12 it says, truly, truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and even greater works he will do, because I'm going to my Father. And it was amazing for us as a team to realize this as one of our memory scriptures beforehand, that God equips us to do even greater works than he did when he was on earth. So he equips us to be disciples within his kingdom. And we went there, and it was amazing just to see the amount of passion that the people had to come to salvation. God really was working, and the Holy Spirit was working. He set the captives free. God really set the captives free on that side. And it was amazing. After every single sermon or teaching, there was a point where you actually asked the people, whoever wants to come to salvation must come to the front. And it was really amazing for us as a group to experience the Holy Spirit moving. And actually the people, they have no shame on that side. So they actually come to the front. A lot of times in church here, when there's a call out to come to the front, it's a lot of fear of man that keeps us back from actually coming and giving everything to God. But there's nothing like that. There's no shame. They really just came to give everything to God. And a lot of people came to salvation. And I'm really positive, like Rainier said, it's a platform. They came to salvation and there was a lot of deliverance. And we left Zimbabwe, but God never leaves. He's all present and he stayed behind. And he's the only one that can make growth take place. So, God delivered those people and they came to salvation, and I'm sure that they are going to be disciples to other people as well. So it's really a privilege to go there and to make disciples of people on that side and to come back and to know that God is going to make the growth take place and that they're going to be disciples and that they are going to go and spread the word on that side as well. So it was really a privilege for us as a team, and we're really excited for the next team to go, and we're really excited every time that we go back. It's exciting to see how the people have grown, because that shows us that God, he is really moving there, and all the glory goes to him, and he is making disciples of the people there, and we are just a platform to go and to be disciples within his kingdom and to be obedient.
Thanks. I can really... can only agree with what you said, that God uses disciples, but he also made so many disciples in Zimbabwe. And I'm super excited to see that, not if, but when we go back there, that how those disciples has worked in the life of others, how the church has grown because the loyalty which those disciples have towards God. Zander, if you can go to the next slide. I just want to work through quickly or run through quickly about how we see missions. Like, why do we do this? Is all these things just like a side effect? Yes, we got lucky, we sent some people to Zimbabwe and boom, they came back with salvations. Or is there actually a bigger picture? Is there actually a reason why we send people on missions? So these are basically a summary of the four testimonies which we had. People came to salvation and people were delivered and God prepared people's hearts. It's fantastic just to see how these things worked out. And that is specifically which we can testify, which happened on this mission. But then, like we said lastly, God also made disciples through all three of those things. He made disciples. And those disciples can mission further while we're sitting here back in Secunda. Because it's not about us, it's about the work which God does through them. If you can go to the next slide, please, Zander. And just looking at it from a different point of view, that was what happened on our mission. But if you read the vision of Shofar, then it says, to reach nations and generations through disciple-making, leadership development, and church planting. That also touches to exactly what we said, to the disciple-making. And it is not, therefore, it's not just something which we got lucky by sending people to Zimbabwe. This is our heart. This is Shofar's heart. Shofar's heart is a missionary heart. This church started because of a mission to Secunda, because of missionaries, loyal missionaries, praying, interceding for weeks and months upon end. And look around you about how many people are sitting in this church. Look around you about what to see what God has done. Think of the testimonies in your own life, which has come from word which you got in this church, because that has come from God and the loyalty which God has towards those missionaries who started this church almost 10 years ago now. And therefore, we know that this mission is definitely in line with what we Shofar believes in the bigger picture. But I want to take it one further and go to Matthew 28. Lisa actually jumped the gun on me on this one. Just read Matthew 28 with you, verse 16 to 20, where it says, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" Now, that is actually an extremely powerful piece for me to read. And if you look at verse 18, where it says, God says, "All authority has been given to me. Therefore, you go out to all nations." At first glance, it does make sense. Why does Jesus say if he got the authority and we need to go out? But if you think about it, God says, "Go out and I will be with you." He has gotten all that authority from his Father. And he will go out with us wherever we go. His power and his authority reigns with us. And he says that he gave us the authority to tramp on serpents and demons and all power of the enemies. And therefore, we know that these missions is not because of 18 people who decided, yes, this looks like a fun holiday. It is because God is coming with us. It's because God is there, and God is the one who brings the salvation, who brings the deliverance, who prepares hearts, and who makes the disciples in Zimbabwe. If you go over to verse 19, quite an interesting thing is, Jesus says, he calls his people to make disciples. It's actually a fantastic thing to just be reminded of. When he says he wants us to make disciples, and we've touched on that quite a lot now as well. But then in verse 20, he says, "We come to church for teaching. We have been taught by God. We come to this church so many times to teach and to be taught." And that is also God's heart for us, to be taught. And we go to Zimbabwe also to teach. The disciple in us, to disciple others, for those disciples to teach one another as well. So I want to take it through that little bit of a golden thread, which everything we've touched on. On this mission, we had God prepare people's hearts. We had him set people free. We saw him bring people to salvation, and eventually God used all three of those things to make disciples, in Zimbabwe. And then you can relate this to the Shofar vision, where God says he wants to reach nations and generations through disciple making, leadership, and church planting. And even drawing that back to another, even going one step higher, to going to God, going to Jesus' heart, then Jesus says, I want to send you out in Matthew 28 to go make disciples. And we can draw this golden thread going through all three of those quite easily, where you see that God, on this specific mission, God was present. He lived up to what he said in Matthew 28, where he wants us to make disciples. And God came and he said, in this mission, disciples will be made in a Shofar church whose vision is to make disciples through the great command which I gave them to say, go out, make disciples. And we can just testify that all of this doesn't align just by luck. It aligns because it was God's will. And there were so many testimonies of salvation, of deliverance, and so many things which we couldn't even get to tonight, which was purely out of God's hand, not because of the hard work which we put in, but because this was aligned in God's will long before we even knew that we were going on this mission, when the Bible was written before any one of us was born. And therefore, I just want to close out by saying that a mission in Shofar Secunda Church is not something we take lightly. It's not something we just decide that it's a good thing to do. It's something which God has planted in this church many, many years ago. And which we can see the fruit thereof is aligned with the Shofar vision, with God's vision, and with everything that God has planned for his people. And we can just testify that God was present, God is still present, here as well as in Zimbabwe. So Garam, I want to ask you if we can sing that song which we sang at the beginning as well again, just to proclaim that God is really the one which we lift our hands to. God is really the one which we want to lay our lives down to. And then tonight I really want to throw my team under the bus a little bit, but say, if you feel like you have another couple of minutes afterwards with the coffee in hand, look up someone with a Let's Go hoodie. Ask them about the testimony. Ask them about something. It can really be some of the stories you'll hear can really be heart-touching and something which maybe just you needed to hear. So I really want to encourage you, catch someone with a Let's Go shirt or a Let's Go hoodie on, share these testimonies, and ask around a bit about everything that happened on this mission. Thanks, Garmo.